Alright, we'll start the Maimer Vihine Anachnum Almim Alumim on page of Zayin Kalum Gimel. So he quotes the Pasuk over here, Vihine Anachnum Almim Alumim. This is part of the dream that Yosef was relating to his brothers. He says that, behold, we were bundling the bundles, and then the bundle surrounded his bundle, and then they bowed down to his bundle, to the bundle of Yosef. He was in the middle, they were bowing to him. Kesiv, written in the Pasuk, Eila HaMelochim Asher Molchu. This is a Pasuk in last week's portion, Parshas Vayishlach, in the Pasuk of Vayishlach. The Pasuk says, Eila HaMelochim Asher Molchu, that they were king in Eretz Eden. Lifnei Melach Melech Lifnei Yisrael. Before there was a king to Israel. So the Torah tells us over there the different kings that were in the Edom, land of Edom. Those were the descendants of Esau, who the kings were over there. So the Torah counts these kings. And the Torah says this was Lifnei Melach Melech Lifnei Yisrael. That was before there was a Jewish king in Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi explains over there that there were eight kings. There was Shemoina, there were eight kings that are counted in that Pasuk who were king, and they ruled until the time the first king of Yaakov came about. The first king of a descendant of Yaakov. Oh, good. I was going to talk about that in just a second. Good. And then it says, Bimei Shaul, it says, Rashi says, Melechim Ba'adom. So after there were eight kings in Esav, so Esav is the Umazeh, I'm just saying now for the Rashi says, Esav is the Umazeh from Yaakov. So Rashi says, so there was Melechim that were eight kings by Esav. They lasted up to the time of Shaul. Now when Shaul became king, there was no Melech for Edom. Then the Edom were subjugated to Yaakov, they were subjugated to Shaul, and then there were eight Jewish kings. And then when the Jewish king stopped, then once again he went over to the to the Esav, then it was separate. So it's like Zelu Mazet during the time, each one of them at the time. So we take this Melach Melech. What does it mean? Lifnei Melach Melech. This is the Melachim Asher Molchu that they were king before. Now the thing is, in the Sviras there's only seven. So we have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. So here he says, Shehein Zayin Melachim Kadmoyin the Toyu. They represent the seven Melachim of Toyu, of the seven Sviras. Shenafu Sviras Akelim Lamato, that fell through the breaking of the vessels below. Now the problem is, I'm wondering myself, it's a simple answer somewhere, but here there's actually eight. We always talk about the seven kings, because the seven kings are the seven spheres. Apparently one of the kings is not counted. I don't know the answer why there's eight and there is seven over here. But of those seven, I have to look at the Kabbalah to see why. But of those eight, seven of them we know, we understand, those were the seven Melachim. Maybe one of them isn't counted or something, I'm not sure exactly why. But he's talking about here, that this is, unless it means something else, but I'm quite sure this is what it means. And the question is, we have to figure out why is it 7 versus 8. But in any event, but we know why there is 7. The question is, but here, how does it fit with the 8 over here? So we have the 7, I have to find it out, I have to check. The 7 kings of Toyu that fell down in Shuris Kei Lamato, L'shem Ban Be'atzilus, into the name of Ban. And we already said, the name of Ban, that is a certain way when you spell out the Yud K, Vav K, with the Milui, with the, in other words, each letter, the Yud is spelled Yud, Vav, Dalet, and there's different ways to spell the K, Vav, and the K, so you get the letter Ban. But the sparks that fall down, that falls down the Shuris HaKelim, that is called Ban. And that's in Atsilus Mokar de Bia. Atsilus, which is the source of Bia. Umshom Yordu Bia. So Ban is what fell, what comes down to Atsilus, and then from Atsilus it comes down in Bia. So everything, the Ban comes down in Bia. And then we have the Ma, the name Ma, which is the other, another combination of the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That is Mevarer Ban, that purifies it and takes out the sparks from the Ban and brings it up to Sag, brings it up back to the Olam HaToyu, to the higher place. But let's see what he says here. Mishom Yordu Bibya. So he says, V'zehu inyam misa malochim ki yidua. This Shviras HaKelim, it means that the kings died. What does it mean the kings died? They were king, they were Shviras, but then they died, means that they fell in the Shviras HaKelim. They fell down from their level into Bia. Now, when we talk about the Shviras HaKelim, Naflu Kama Mechinas. There were many levels fell at the time, Behainu. That means Hein Bechinas Neshamas, the Neshamas fell. Hein Bechinas Malachim, and also the angels. Hein Bechinas Koyches Elokim Asmam, also godly powers fell. Kulam Nishbru, they all broke. V'Naflu Lamata B'Biyah, and they fell below in the Biyah. So the Bri Yitzira Asiya that encompasses that breakage from Tetoyu caused in everything to break. Yeah?
It's a fell of level of...
Toyu.
Yeah, I understand. But not actual creation, not actual the souls and angels. They're just not able to exist in on a level that it used to be before, or they actually, they also just fell down.
Well, it's hard to it's hard for me, anyways, to give you an exact picture.
Yeah.
But all what we're trying to say over here, we'll see what the Maimon wants to explain, is that falling of the Shviras HaKelim encompassed and it affected everything. Mm-hmm. In other words, we'll see what he wants to say, that it affected whether it's the godly energies himself, powers of God. Whether it's neshamas that come, you know, they were affected by this shvira. Neshamas that come, you know, from that level were affected by this breaking of the toyu, and also the angels were affected by the toyu. Exactly how? I mean, I don't know, and I don't think that it's important right now. Let's see what he. No, but let's see what he says. You know, I mean, we have to more on the Kabbalah speaks more specific, but he. My knowledge is limited in this, you know, to the extent. Let's see what he says here. So, but the bottom line is that it affected everything, this Shvira, and the things fell down to Bia, meaning basically that they lost their level of holiness or purity in which they were before on a higher madrega, and they went down into a lower madrega, into the level of Bri Yitzir Asiyah.
One second, because I even definitely much less understand, so I just trying to figure out. So, World Togu, it didn't have spheres.
That's why it has seven. So what we learned in other places. It did have them. We learned in other places, and I don't want to say so much because it doesn't say it in the Maimon. I'm trying to learn the Maimon here, but in other places it says that we learned in the previous Maimon. We learned it says that in Toyhu there were too many light. There was Oiris Merubim and the Kelim Otim, which means there was the number, but there was too much light for the vessels to be able to contain them, so therefore the kelim went and broke. So the lights became in a level of makif because they had no kelim really to themselves, because there was nothing to contain them because the vessels broke. And from those vessels, the breaking of the vessels, that brings about the level of the shvira. That's what we learned before. Okay, but let's see how much of this is important for us to know in order to understand what the Maimer is trying to tell us over here. So let's see. Bakoiches Elikim, but he says the godly powers, Nifilosom, what does it mean that the godly powers fell? Hainu, what does it mean that they fell? Sheyordu Lahachyes Bia, that they descended to give life to Bia. So what does it mean they fall? The fact that they energize the worlds of Biyah, the Koiches energize. The Neshamas and the Malachim are creatures, are creations within Briyah Yitzirasiyah. But they're not the world of Briyah Yitzirasiyah itself, which receives their energy from a godly life, and the godly life that energizes it came through the Shvira itself to energize the level of Biyah. That's the Koiches Elikim. So when we talk about Koiches Elikim, you talk about Bri Yitzirasiyah, that's as a world, as a spiritual level, and then you say that spiritual level contains within itself, you have the spirits of each level, and you have the malachim of each level. In each level there are different elements, different parts of it. So what is the meaning of the Shvira in the Koiches? That means that they went to descend to give life to Biyah. So let's see, he's going to explain a little bit here. Pirush v'inyan ha-shvira shel ha-kelim v'shel ha-nitzotzos. What is the meaning that we say that the vessels broke? Or the sparks, there are sparks that came down. You know, we talk about the nitzotzos, the 288 sparks that descended. Shvira ha-kelim. What does it mean, the breaking of the nitzotzos? The concept is that it fragmented, it became broken up to many different pieces. The book level. And when it breaks to different pieces, it loses its what it is, right? Take for example, Tevas Baruch, the word Baruch. When the letters are combined in this word, when you have Beis, Reish, Vav, Chav, and they're combined in the order of Beis, Reish, Vav, Chav, it means Baruch. What does Baruch mean? Baruch means blessed. So then there is a meaning to the word. There is an understanding what Baruch means. True in Yana Baruch, which is the idea of blessing. So Baruch means blessing. But once you separate, you take the base separately, the race of Amchuluk, doesn't mean anything, right? Smoothly, stop banging them. The base should be by itself. Like the race of Amchuluk. So this logic, the meaning of blessing, doesn't dress up in them. It's separate, the base is separate, it's separate. So it's the combination of these different letters that make up a meaning. But if you separate them, there's no meaning. In a similar way, we can is the breaking of the vessels, the toyu. Shenispardu akelim, that the vessel have separated lecharlokim rabim to many parts mifuradim zem izem, separated one from another. Achenistalek mehema oir, till the light left them shoyim islavish b'teichem koydim piruzeh. Before the separation, that light, that the understanding of the word bracha is the light, is the meaning of the word. And when you separate the letters, the meaning goes away. That's the light of the word. So in Toyu, the light, huh? In Toyu, when the light goes away from the Kelim, so now the Kelim, now there's no more meaning. So now when you break up the Kelim to separate pieces, they don't contain any more the light. Meaning the Haskola, the understanding, the light that shines them, is no longer there. Yeah, besides that, yeah.
So there are, there are two things that what happened. So basically, it's Shvira Zakela, like for example, this book, Borku. Then meaning of this word that's been able to light, get out and become Makif. So it's not just contained together. So here you're making that vessel back against in Borku, in the lower world, in order to bring Makif down there, or it's only on the level Yaakov that would be able to be... Israel able to bring the...
Everybody does. We all do it. We all affect all of Avedis HaBirurim. Yaakov was a more general force representing the entire Jewish people. He did it in a general way. But then every Yid, every Jew has to deal individually with his portion of the world, with the particular sparks, with the particular results of the Shviras HaKelim that came down to this world.
Another question. So if it's already once broken, so what would be different from what it used to be? From that, it should be something different.
Yeah, because right now the new kelim, the new vessels that are created through the person's birurim and through the golus, through the neshama beguf, through biyah, actually creates a new connection, that there is a combination of Toyu and Tikkun, that we bring down the level from Toyu and Tikkun, what Yaakov wants to do. In other words, the fact we're making bigger Kalim, we're making Kalim Rechavim, we're making more wider Kalim, and those Kalim can only really be accomplished through the challenges of this world. And then eventually that those kelim will be able to contain the light of the insof, of the level toyu. There will be no shvira. That's already at that time. That is the level of fixing these vessels to make. And that is in a way, it's not like before and later. It's like different level. That's what we're working in, the level of tikkun, is to be able to take those sparks of toyu, those hari oir, to bring them in the kelim of tikkun. It's the v'oifen hameskabel. You know, it's like trying to tell a person something which is beyond his capacity to understand, right? And then broadening eventually, and therefore maybe the person loses it, and the idea gets spilled all over, is not getting it. But eventually, when you widen the person's mind and you broaden his ability, his kelim, so now when you tell him the same idea, he's able to contain it, because already he has developed, and he's been able to now to internalize that thing that he couldn't before. It was there before. That is the world of tikkun. That is the world of tikkun. The established tikkun, which means that's taking these lights and bringing down in a way that it should come down. All right, so, I mean, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So on an individual level, that to create that new vessels, it's like you're doing more mitzvahs.
Yes.
That it's enlarging.
Yes. Absolutely.
And in order to make it more strong, more coarse quality, we have to come down and doing it. In a place.
And then we work on which island, and then we work it all out. No, okay, let's go. Let's bring this all together. Let's go back. Let's just go finish here, just because we've got to go daven. He says, so because of this, because of the fragmentation, because of the breaking of these separations of the vessels, yardu madrega bibchinas biya. So they descended. So now the kelim themselves descended into the level of biya. V'nishavim izeh oylam eishan nifrodim, and from this created world that are separate, meaning Buruim Rabim, many creations, Minim Minim Shainim, various different types. Kumeshi Kosva Yesh Mispar, like it says, is there then a number, is there then a count to Hashem? So all is a separation. So that created, that helped create that separation that there should be a possibility for the world's existence. The essence of the Maitzel of Hashem, who doesn't say Nivra, Maitzel means he separates it, I mean that's from him. Hu Yochid Umayuchud B'Tachlis HaYichud. He is only and he is united in total unity. Kinoi does know. So, therefore, it needed to come through a certain way. Ulezeis. And therefore, Kadeshi is Habu Bechinas and Ivroim. So it couldn't be a direct from Hashem in a direct way, in a sense that they would be totally bottled. Everything would have not been in existence. So Ulezeis Kadeshi is Habu Bechinas and Ivroim. In order for our level of creation should be come into being, so we should have something which is created, Shem Bechinas Ivroi Godul, which is with a great number. We'll begin as pirud. So first of all, it'll be a lot, a great number. Also, it'll be separate. She'en begin as yesh, v'dovor, v'fnei atzma. In other words, to be an existence, an item by itself. Shezeu mamish. So that kind of a creation is actually something which is amenagid elamidus achdus baruchu. This opposes the true unity, because the true unity of Hashem says that there is nothing else in the world. And here we're creating a being which says that he is separate from Hashem. So this is total opposition. So that couldn't come in a direct way, because in a direct way everything realizes that it gets it. Hutzruch liyos alidei shvilis hakelim. It had to be through Shvirus HaKelim. Just to give maybe my own silly example, you know, if you give something to someone directly, he has to recognize that you gave it to them, right? So he has no choice but to realize that you gave it to them. If you're going to pay your child's food bill, you pay for their tuition, you pay for their doctors, you pay for them. So they have no choice but to recognize that by themselves they have nothing, right? But if you give it to them, not directly, they don't see that you're giving it to them. Somebody gives them over there, they think they're independent of you because they don't need you, right? But they don't know that that thing is also coming from you, but you're giving them in an indirect way, you're not giving them directly. If you get it directly from Hashem in a direct way, you can't help but be buckled to Hashem because you see it's coming from Hashem. The Shvirus HaKelim means that you're getting it in the way, you're still getting it from Hashem. But you can't tell, you think that it's coming from somebody else. Somebody else is paying the bill. So you don't feel that you're dependent on somebody. Well, this we're talking about just giving you something. I mean, your life isn't dependent on your parents and anything else. Well, there's just, you know, for certain things, your needs that you need. But here we're talking about your actual chayis, your existence and everything else. So if it comes directly from Hashem in a way that in a direct way, so they know that they're connected to Hashem, so they have no choice but to be brought up to Hashem, because that's where it's coming from. So it has to be in a way, in a Shvirus HaKelim way, so that they think, no, I don't need Hashem, because I'm here by myself. Because Hashem hid himself in a way, that means it came through the Shvira. They don't recognize that it's coming from Hashem. So, Utzuch Li is the Shvirus HaKelim. So in order to be a created being, we need the Shvirus HaKelim. So we need the vessels to break. Now, because it was separated into many small pieces, so this creates now a multitude. Now it's not anymore. Now it's separate pieces. The light, the understanding of the words, of the meaning of it is separate. And also through this separation, every creation became moved b'fnei atzmei. Everybody became essence by itself. They're no longer one. Everybody is separate. Shekol malach mukdum lechaveiro. Each malach is separate from his friend. V'hinei kasher yordu hakelim v'nitzotzos, when these vessels and these sparks. God's descended, made upon of his brother from Hashem, the Fikoid La Yerida, Kachmasibem Apirid La Ribuy, according to how great the descent, so much will take place the separation and the multitude. Bechol Shadayin Lo Yordu Kolkach, and if they didn't go down so much, Azay Lo Yoya Apirid Kolkach, then it wasn't so separated. Because anything which is still closer, it didn't descend so much, is still closer to Hashem. It has more humility and the unity. So and the further you get, then it becomes the more hapirut, with the separation and the multitude, the multiplicity and a lot. And it comes out when they fall down in Asiya, the furthest place, Nasa Pirut, Varibu Yosef, then the Pirut and the fish became more.